We are on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We'll just start back from the beginning of the Mishnah, and then we'll connect ourselves back up to where we are. Okay, so the Mishnah Mem Hey Amud Beis has said, "Hashut fin shenadru hana zem mizem." We're going to actually talk about what does this mean, zem mizem. We're going to talk about what that means. But there's the shutfin, two people who own a property together. Let's say for now a chatzer, doesn't have to be a chatzer. Right, there's some type of neder taken that each one is forbidden to get benefit from the other, but they own the chatzer jointly. So we said asur likanes lachatzer. So the Tanakhama says they're forbidden to enter the chatzer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, why? Because if I enter the chatzer, so I might be entering my chatzer, but I also might be entering the other guy's chatzer, and I to have a, there's a neder on me that I can't get benefit from it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer zeh nichlas atoch shelo vezeh nichlas atoch shelo. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, they're allowed to go in because each one will go into their own personal area of the chatzer, even though we don't really know which area is their part of the chatzer yet. And we're going to talk about, we mentioned for a while, this concept of brera. Right? Do we assume that by going in at that time, let's say you each have a certain amount of time they can go in, etc. By going, you know, so must be I went during my time and he went during his time. Or no, do we say each time we're nervous, we don't say brera, and therefore every time there's a possibility you're entering during the other person's time or the other person's area, etc. And the Mishnah continues, Yishneim, this part is not a machlok. Yishneim, asrun lahamid reichayim v'taner ulegad l'taner golem. Both of them are not allowed to place anything in the chatzer, right, to place their mill or an oven or raise chickens in that area, again, because even though usually I can let someone else, you know, use my property here, this is already too much of a request in this situation when there's a neder not to get hana. Fine. So the Mishnah continues. Haya echad mehem mudar hana mechavera. So let's say it's not both. Right? Let's say it's not that both of them have nedarim against each other, or each took a neder for themselves. Not, but again, whatever it looks like, it's not that both people have a neder on them not to get benefit from the person, but rather one person, right? One of them said, I'm not getting hana from my friend. And they still own the chatzer together. Okay, so it's the same situation in terms of the chatzer is owned by shutfin, they're owned by the two of them together, but only one of them took the neder. So again, Tanakhama says, so if you took the neder, then you can't get benefit from Shimon. Reuven took a neder, can't get benefit from Shimon. Reuven and Shimon own the chatzer together. So the Reuven, the guy who took the neder, so he can't go into the chatzer. It was Yaakov Omer, Yachahu Lomar L'Soch Shali Ani Nechnas Ve'Eni Nechnas L'Toch Shalcha. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, he can go in. Why? He can say, when I walk into the chatzer, I'm walking into my section of the chatzer, and I'm not going into your section of the chatzer. Seems to be similar machlokas that we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah, right? That each one, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the same thing. Zeh nichnas toch shelo, zeh nichnas toch shelo. Sounds like, again, this concept of brera. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, when I go in, I'm going into my section of the chatzer. Fine. V'kofinis, I know there, limkor eschelko. It says the Mishnah, we'll see who is saying this thing, that we force the we force the person who took the neder, or the guy who says, I took a neder not to get benefit from it. Reuven says, I'm not getting benefit from Shimon. So we force Reuven to sell his chelek of the field, of the chatzah. Okay? Take a look at the Ran for a second. Just back at the where it says Hamid Rechaim V'Tanur Lagadol Tanigolim. I think we mentioned this before, but just want to make sure we see it. This is the point before that everyone agrees that they can't place a mill, an oven, etc. In the Chazud Afgav Der Minim Perak Chatzik Labat. Even the Gemara in Bava Basra says the Shutfin Ahamada Kedi Lo Kapti, that people who own a chatzer together, they don't mind someone just leaving something in the property that they don't care about. But if they are makbid, they're allowed to say, no, you know, because I own part of this, you can't leave things in there, right? So even though people oftentimes are, you know, let it go, they don't mind, But letting things go doesn't work when someone has taken a neder not to get benefit from you. Fine. So this is the next case. One person takes a neder not to get benefit from his friend. So says the Ran, this is not part of the machlokas per se. The bein lamar mali nidro shnehem mali nader echamim. Meaning, there's no chiddush by telling me the case now where one person took a neder from the other. Why? We already had a case where they both took nedarim from each other, or they both took a nedarim about each other. But the point being, we already have a situation where both of them are forbidden to each other. So now the case where one of them is forbidden, shkayach, I know that. I know that. If I know the case of both, I know the case of one. There's no big chiddush here. So what's going on here? Alam yishum seifa nakta dekatani vekof and anodo limkor es chalko. So this is the part that's a chiddush. The part that's a chiddush is the second part, where we say that we force the person who took the neder to sell his chelak. The dafka is another echad mayhen mishum the kid, because that's something you're only going to do in a situation where one person took the neder. And Reuven said, "I'm not getting benefit from Shimon." That's to say, okay, Reuven, that's great, fine. But now you need to sell your chelak of the chatzar, right? The kevin the ihu aser vechavre mutter chashinan shema yit kana bechavero vishtamish ba afu. So what are we nervous is going to happen? We're nervous. Reuven took a nether. I'm not going to benefit from Shimon. And maybe he thought through what he was doing. Maybe he didn't think it through. But now he is forbidden to get benefit from Shimon, and they own a field together. So now Reuven's going to be in trouble. He can't make use of that field. There's challenges in making use of the field. And what's going to happen now? He's going to see Shimon's in the backyard, and he's having a good time, and he's using the pool, and he's having a barbecue. And he's like, oh, shoot, this is so annoying that I don't have a field to use. Forget it, I'm just going to go. And if he goes, he violates the neder. That's, a big isser. So violating the dharma, we talked about it a million times, how bad it is to violate the dharma, right? So if that's true, we're nervous that might happen. And so that he doesn't end up falling into this trap and end up using the field, using the chatzar, which is really, he goes, half of it belongs to me anyways. Right? There's plenty of reasons for him to convince himself that it's not such a big deal, and it would be a big trap halachically, so we force him to sell his chelik of the field. So that's the part of this case that is important for us. Aval, kishenidru hana zemi zeh, but when they both take nidar, not to get hana from each other, the shneim aser in lochashina to kol chal v'chad mistar b'yisurei. Now they both have to do it. They both have to be careful. Since they both have to be careful, I'm not going to watch the other guy using the field because he can't use the field either. So then I don't have that worry. Fine. V'chein ba'osu nechasav al atzmo. Same thing when someone makes someone's nechasim forbidden to them. Probably his own nechasim, his own items. Mehach time agufa ain kofin osolim kor the dafik b'shutfin. Because it's specifically the fact that I say I can't use my own car. Okay, fine. That's just me. But because the dafka b'shutfin shenader echad mehem who shekofin v'afilu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nami. Meaning even because it's specifically b'shutfin, and by the way, even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, who allows them to each use it, right? The shorili kares echatzer still kofin oso limkor the day nami ikal mechash shemitoch sheros chaver ma'amid reichayim v'tano or v'hu ena rashai. So you might say, why would I have to sell the field? He says I can use it. The answer is, well, you can use it, you can go in, right? But you still can't put your barbecue there, and you still can't put your laundry there, and you still can't, etc. And so even Elazar ben Yaakov realizes you can't do that. And so even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, this rule of forcing him to sell is going to apply. So that's why this section of the Mishnah is new for us. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's keep going. Okay. Haya Echamin Ashok. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down. Continues the Mishnah. Haya Echamin Ashok Mudar Be'echamin Hana. So let's say you're Reuben and Shimon, and they own a chatzar together. And now Levi shows up. Levi shows up from doesn't have to be actually coming from the marketplace. The point being, some random person comes, right? And he takes a neder that he can't get benefit from Reuven, and Shimon. Okay? So, lo yikanes the chatzer. So, he can't enter the chatzer. Why? Because, you know, he dedicated the... not from Reuven and Shimon. He took a nether. I can't get Hana from Reuven. Okay? And Reuven and Shimon own this chatzer together. Okay? So now can he enter the chatzer? Okay? Lo yikanes the chatzer. So the Tanakhama says, no, you can't go in. Why? Why can't he go in?
Because he can't take
Hana. Maybe it's going to be... Maybe whatever part of the chatzer he goes into is Reuven's. Oh, but Shimon owns it too. Okay, but the Tanakhama says, we don't care. We're aim Breira, right? So we're not going to, we can't say, well, maybe I'm going into Reuven's part. I have Blazman Yaakov Omer, Yachalom Arlo, Lesoch Shal Chavercha, Ani Nichnas, Veini Nichnas Letoch Shalcha. So Blazman Yaakov says, no, it's fine. Levi's allowed to go in, even though he can't get better from Reuven, because he's allowed to get better from Shimon. And each time he'll say, okay, I'm going into Shimon's part, right? Okay. Seems again to be the same Shaila again. Okay? Take a look, But it's not. Take a look at the Ran. Echad mina shok mudar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down at the widest lines, all the way on the end of the line. Echad mina shok mudar hana. Mudar me echad mehem hana. Hare zel lo yikanes achatzer. Hach baba says the Tana. Says the Ran. Hach baba lo tana lo mishum tanakama. This is not teaching me anything new for the tanakama. The today pshita. Because according to Tanakhama, of course, if it's Reuven and Shimon, then Reuven can tell Shimon, you can't come in. So I can tell Shimon I can't come in. Of course I can tell Levi he can't come in, right? This is an extra chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. Tana leida filu al echa mina shuk ein shutaf yachal akiv. Right? So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that I get it when the two of us, right, when Reuven and Shimon both on the field, and one of them is taking an edder, or they both took an edder, whatever, then the shut thing, I can say to each other, sorry, you can't come in. Right? Sorry.
Right.
Reb Lesbach says, each one can say, no, I'm going in my part. Right? So the chiddush is that Levi, who has no shaykhis to this field, and he doesn't own anything, he can say, I'm going into his section of the field. It's not the... You know, because of this whole story with the easement and the lien and et cetera, right? That's me, because I'm a part owner, right? Et cetera. But the point is that it doesn't even matter. I can go into, if Shimon is what I forbid myself to, I can go into Reuven's lien and easement and whatever you want to, like, I won't say it right, but it's fine. But I can use someone else's, right, section. That's Rabbi Lozman Yaakov, the Chiddush Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. Even that Akhi Lekach is permissible according to Les Ben Yaakov, right?
He gets to piggyback off of the...
Right. Piggyback the special legal name. Okay, good, yeah.
Actually,
the term of art.
Yeah?
It is used in that kind
of... Okay, see, there you go. I knew it. He was very specific always. Oh, that's good. Okay. Lefanenu, tier... So tonight, he's gonna, you know, he's Lefanenu, tier, daiti, da, filib, abus, the rabbanon, time. Like, because I can tell you it's even a chesh, the rabbanon, meaning that they don't allow it, you know, in such a case. But, fine. But fine. So that's the chiddush at least of saying this case according to the Ran. Okay, fine. Back to the Mishnah. Can I just read a Mishnah, right? No, you can't just read a Mishnah. It takes, you know, each line that you have to tear apart. Okay, good. Next case. Hamudar chaver mechaver. Hamudar hana mechavero. V'yesh lo merchatz. U'beis habad. Muskarim be'ir. Okay, yeah, that's what we're up to here. Yes. Okay, good. So a person takes a nether from his friend. Says, I'm not going to get hana from my friend, Reuven. And Reuven has a merchatz, he has a bathhouse, or a beis habad, an alfres, that are muskarin ba'ir. This guy owns them, but they're rented out in the city somewhere. Okay? So I took a nether not to get better from Reuven, and Reuven has these businesses out somewhere in the city, but someone else is renting them from him. Im yesh lo bahen tvisas yad. If Reuven, the owner, has a tfisas yad, let's explain what tfisas yad means exactly, but some type of connection, still he's involved some way with this, with the business, so usher. So then I can't go use this merchatz or this beis habad because they belong to Reuven, and I took a neder not to get hana from Reuven. However, but if he doesn't have any sheikhs, he's not involved in some way, he doesn't have connection, he owns it and renting it out, but he's not involved in it at all. So then, it's permissible. And the chiddush is, obviously, the mutter, even though he is the owner, stuff, right? They're muskarin. They're being rented out by somebody else. But the fact that he has nothing to do with it, he just owns it and rents it out to that person. He's not involved in the running of it, etc. So then it's permissible for him to, for this guy to make use of the Beis Abad or the Rechatz or any the Lachor or any other business that this guy owns. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. Good. And continues the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Someone says to his friend, konam l'beischa shani nichnas. V'sadcha shani lokech. We saw this case already. This was quoted earlier on. Person says to his friend, I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to go into your house. Right? V'sadcha shani lokech. And I'm not going to purchase your field. Mace, oshim mecharo la'acher. What happens if the guy who he took the neder from dies or he sold to somebody else? Mutter. He's permitted to go into the house or to purchase the field. Why? Because he said beis cha and sad cha, right? Your house or your field. Once the person dies, what happens? It went to his yorshim, right? So now it's not his anymore. Konam bayis ze shani nechnas, sade zu shani lokeach, meis oshim macharo, la'acher aser, right? But if he said this house or this field, so then he's still forbidden. Why? Because the fact that the guy died doesn't make a difference. It's still this house and it's still this field, and that's why he is still forbidden from making use. Fine. So yeah, we saw that Membes. We saw that that Gemar, that this Mishnah quoted for we were using as a proof for something else, right? Okay. So now the Gemar wants to understand it. Now we're gonna all the way back to our first case, the case of the Shutfin and the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. So let's see. So Ibai Luth, Gemar wants to know. Benidro Pligi, Hidiro Ze Ze Mai. Okay? So it seems like, the Gemara says, that our initial case, Hashuvin Shinadru Hanel Zemizeh, is that they took, each one took a neder, Nadru, is they each took a neder for themselves, right? Look at the Mefarish. Mefarish says, Benidro, Nidru, Hudi Pligi, Hecha de Nadru, Shnehem Zemizeh.
The Zeh Omer Lechavero,
Konam Shani Nenelacha, right? This one says, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm taking a neder that I'm not getting benefit from you. Shimon says, I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to get benefit from you. Right? They literally took nidarim from each other. Right? In fact, because that's the language of the Mishnah. Mishnah was Hashutfin Shinadru Hana Zet Mizet. They each took a neder, right, about the other person. Right? And literally about getting benefit from the other. Zeh mi zeh, one from the other. Right? V'hasem hu deka asir rabbanon likanes lachatzer. And that's the case, the rabbanon forbade the person to enter the chatzer. Di'ihu atzmo ka asir alei. Right? I am forbidding myself. Right? Aval hidiru zeh, no. Yeah. So I'm forbidding myself to you. Aval hidiru zeh et zeh, deko echad hidir es chavero. Right? But if it's a situation of the opposite, not where Reuven says, I'm forbidding myself to get benefit from you, Shimon. That's the first understanding. The first example is, Reuven says, I'm forbidding myself from getting benefit from Shimon. And Shimon says, I'm forgiving myself from getting benefit from Reuven. Each one's talking about themselves, okay? And that seems to be the case. The Mishnah assumes that that's our initial case. And that's when there's a machlokas from Rabban and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, but what if they took a neder, right? To go echad hider es chavera v'amar konam sha'atanen ali. Right? So what about the following case, which would be different? Reuven says, Shimon, I'm taking a neder, you cannot get benefit from me. And Shimon says, Reuven, I'm taking a neder, you cannot get benefit from me. Right? Each one's taking a neder about the other person. Right? Aval hidiru zed, the kol echad hidir es chaveru v'amar konam sha'ata nen li, konam nichzai alecha. Right? Or a neder, you can't get benefit from my items. Di tarvayu anusim, di kol echad asar le chavre shalom bidaite. Right, so what's the difference between the two cases? One case is I made a decision. Right, I don't want to get benefit. I'm not getting benefit from you. The other case is you decided for me. Right, you decided that I can't get benefit from you now. Right? And in terms of what's happening, I'm an onus, meaning I understand onus here, but the point is that it's not something that I chose. Right? I didn't choose this situation. It's a situation you have now foisted upon me, this situation. Okay? Deko echar asr le chavre. Shalom Yidaita, I didn't ask for this. I didn't even know about it. People say I know about it, but I wasn't the one who had it in mind. Hasam modle rabbanon the Rabbi Eliezer the zeh nechlas atoch shelo vezeh nechlas atoch shelo. So the Gemara's assumption right now is that if we each took our own neder, so then there's this machlokas. But if we each took a neder about the other person and forbade the other person, so then in that case the rabbanon are going to agree with Elazar ben Yaakov that the guy can say, look, I'm just you made a neder about me, but I'm going into my property. Right, so you don't want me, you make it, I can get benefit from you, fine, but I'm still allowed to go to my area. So I have to see why. How does that work? Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So, Yibailahu, Benidru Pligi, Hidiru Zemai. But what about if we said about each other? Mi Amrinam Benidru Hu De Pligi, Avaba Hidiru Ze Modle Rabban Rabban Ben Yaakov, Dechi Anusin Damu. So do you say, right, what Mepharash is explaining is like what this side would be saying, right? So this side, it says, I get it. If we each took a net about ourselves, machlokas. But what about we took a net about each other? Do I say it's specifically when we take our own net there that there's this machlokas? But if we take a net about each other, then even the Rabban, the Gudalism and Yaakov, that the guy can say, I'm going into my area. Why? Because I'm an honest. I didn't want this situation where I'm now forbidden to go in my own field. That's not fair, right? And that's not something that I ever had in mind, right? And therefore, you can't prevent me from entering my own field for that reason. Oh, Dilma, I should be careful. I don't know. It's because it's not fair, right? But the point is that I didn't choose it, right? I'm honest means in this case that it's something that's being done against my will. I didn't make this choice, right? Oh, Dilma, afilu bihidir zeh zepligi rabbanon. Or do you say no? Maybe the rabbanon agree. That I don't care. The fact that you didn't choose it is not my issue. The bottom line is you own a field together with Shimon, Ruvain, and now Shimon said you can't go into you can't get benefit from it, and that's what happens. And then maybe the rabbanon says I don't care. Nidarim are serious. He took such a neder. You happen to be shutfin, and now you're stuck. Right, what do we say?
Really, he's not the one bringing a neder. If it was foisted upon me and I do it, I didn't make a neder. I'm not breaking
it. So if I didn't, it's a good point, right? You hear what he's saying? He's saying a nether is when I decide something, right? So if someone else says about me, I'm taking a nether, you're forbidden to make use of my property, right? And so if I walk into the property, maybe I'm violating the nether. It's not my nether. It's a good point.
But then the going on the property becomes usher to the person.
Right, it's usher, but it's not bringing a nether.
He's prohibiting the person from using his property.
He's prohibiting me, let's say he said it to me, right?
In both cases, the result is the same. In each case, you're restricted from going on the property. The question is, in the first, what we were learning until now is that he imposed it upon himself.
Mm-hmm.
The other time, and now the Gemara is asking, well, what about if you just flip it and you see that the other guy restricted
right.
you?
But the real
but in the first case, if I go on the property,
it's your nether.
I now violate a nether.
The second case, it's not my nether.
So right, maybe you're violating something else, but it's not a nether that you're violating.
You're still restricted.
It's still a nether you're vowing. It's not yours.
But it's not your nether.
Correct.
But it's not your nether. But maybe Hagufa is the point, right? Meaning, why would we? You might argue, so what difference? Who cares? Who cares who made the nether? The bottom line is you're forbidden. So why it's not, I didn't make the nether. So what? The answer is, maybe so what is very important. Because if I took the nether, I'm violating the nether that I took. If you took a nether, then I shouldn't go, walk in a certain place. And again, I have an argument to make that part of it is mine, right? So then the argument of you can't, force me not to go, unless I'm not violating my own nether anyways. And B, I have a partial ownership of this area. And maybe the fact that it's not the nether that I took is itself part of the reason.
It doesn't all come back to the Brera. Like, how do you apply?
Yes, but I think the point is that there's something about. And this is sort of what we're getting at, maybe. But there's something about the fact that I didn't take the neder. Right. I'm not the one restricting myself.
Like there were
that the Gemara is saying, maybe not so fast here. Right? And why would that be? And maybe the reason is because when I violate, it's a question, what did I violate?
Right. I'm saying.
I'm
neder was violated. Yeah. It just wasn't my neder. Right.
That's what I was saying.
So what's this, sir? So I'm being machshil, the guy who took the nether, not really. He doesn't violate the nether either when you walk in.
It's almost like, can I cause somebody else to violate their own nether?
But he's not, right, but he's not.
Am I going on the property now?
You're not violating his nether. You're violating the rule that he took about you.
he had a nether, right. and I'm
right. You're trespassing. You're going where you're not supposed to go because of someone else's nether.
Right. But it's a good question, like halachically. Yeah. We didn't really talk about this before.
Right, in other words, like, if you did it yourself, you could be subject to a penalty.
Right.
Because you, and in
what the, kind of penalty?
Because you made the nether yourself, but now in the case that the Gemara is exploring, you didn't make the nether somebody else's, so the Chachamim are not going to impose a penalty on you because you didn't make that. You still can't do it, meaning you still can't be in his property.
Yeah,
still, right.
But now the question of what his property is, maybe is a little different. Yeah, we never really talked about it before 46 Duffin. We never really talked about, like, what does that mean if someone else takes nether about me, and I violate it? What have I violated? I think that's an important question we need to explore a little bit. But okay, fine. So the Gemara is now going to try to bring a proof to explain one way or the other, but now we're out of time. So we'll stop here. That's fine. We'll stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay, great.